live. It is episode 31.
Treinta y uno.
Yeah, we're in our 30s. We're in our dirty 30s.
That's how old I am.
Hey. Hey.
Happy birthday.
Correlation.
Correlation. Yeah. This is Wine Guys Guy Max here on this lovely evening. I'm joined by my fellow Wine Guys Guys.
Fat Pat.
Benny D here in the wine cellar.
And we have a very special guest.
We teased this a little bit last time.
This is groundbreaking.
We teased it a lot, actually.
They're lying.
We have our very first wine guy, not wine guys guy, wine guy on the podcast this evening. We have wine guy Patrick.
Not me. Not Fat
not
Pat.
You. Not
he didn't graduate. He didn't graduate.
No, he did not graduate. We have wine guy Pat on the pod.
Turns out there's more than one Patrick.
Yes, there are.
Yeah. Globe. What are the odds the first wine guy we get on the podcast is also named Patrick, Max or Ben? It was Patrick, but it's like, what are the odds?
I don't know. I'd say one in a lot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There are a lot of names. There are more than four names out there.
It's actually 2 and 4.
No.
Well, on the podcast right now.
You must have missed that math class, but no.
Yeah.
But
math, hippieism, maybe it was meant to be.
Yeah.
He's
from California. They don't teach math there.
It's math is hard.
You know, it's the numbers or whatever. Like, whatever makes you feel good in California, you know?
Slurpees and good vibes.
Surfing, bro. Yeah,
getting pitted.
Frozen bean and cheese burritos from 7-Eleven.
Yep, exactly. And getting pitted. So, yeah, this is actually a big deal. We have our first... honestly, you're the first guy on our pod. First person that's been on our podcast that honestly was not one of our friends.
Now you are, but
you weren't like, oh, hey, let's have our friend come on the podcast. You were like, we met you and we were like, yo, we got to get you on the podcast.
Yeah, and I'm honored, 100% honored. I'm having a blast. I mean... shit, we've been drinking for
we've
been pre-potting for a couple hours.
If I can recollect, I invited you guys to my wedding. So
yeah. Bachelor party.
It's going to be a riot.
You could say we're hitting it off.
Yeah.
Ben, why don't you let the listeners know how we came to meet Patrick, wine guy Patrick.
Not Fat Pat.
I think, I don't know if we teased this or if I just thought I was talking on the podcast.
No, we definitely have teased it.
Probably.
So we went into Argonaut last week, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Schmargonaut. Haven't paid
no
us for advertising.
No free pub.
We'll bleep that.
Yeah. And I was just cruising some aisles, looking in the Pinot aisle, and Patrick came up and was like, what can I help you look for or whatever? I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just cruising around. Looking at labels like I normally am doing. And I was like, actually, you know what? Can I get a recommendation? He's like, well, what kind of evening are you looking for? Are you having dinner? I was like, well, you're not going to really believe me, but we have a wine podcast. And he's like, oh, I got the perfect wine. Just cruise on over here. And then that's what we drank. What was that? Two pods ago. The Kiona.
Kiona.
And from there, then we got a rosé that we drank. Cava, Spanish.
I specifically remember describing that wine as a party in my mouth.
Yep.
And
I said
Patrick
was a roller coaster.
Yeah, you picked roller coaster. That's right. I recall.
Pat probably couldn't have words.
Nah.
It's too much.
Wine blows me away too much.
And then from there, we just knew we had to get him on the pod.
Yeah, we had to. He was meant to be the first wine guy on this pod.
And normally, we don't follow through with anything that we say. But this time...
That's how you know it's real.
He's here. Yeah. We followed through.
Yeah. We got him.
We followed through.
We got him. Slowly but surely, we got him.
I couldn't be more stoked. I mean, except for the fact that you guys referred to me as a wine guy.
Well compared to us, you are.
Well, no, maybe I should... take that because it's part of my job.
Yeah.
All right.
Job description.
Yeah.
Wine guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need to change that on your business cards.
I'm just very modest, especially on my first podcast.
Yeah. First podcast ever.
Well,
We're popping his grape.
Yeah. Well, popping my grape.
Now you can add it to your business card. Wine rep.
Yeah.
And then underneath that, it'll say reoccurring podcast guest on Wine Guys Guys.
Wait, you're going to invite me to come back?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, we have so many things to learn. There are so many, you know.
Let's start learning right now.
Yeah, let's start learning about what we're drinking right now. This is not what we're drinking right now, by the way.
Yeah, it is. This one's in the decanter.
No, this is the new one.
Yeah, but that's what the one we're going to do.
Yeah, so we can give them a little background of what we were doing before.
Okay.
And
our
educational series that we went through with Patrick.
Yeah, because we did have ourselves a little educational series pre-pod.
Yeah, you could say it was a little happy hour before the podcast. Yeah.
Well, we wanted to get to know
college,
you know?
It was kind of like college. So we were drinking a lot, but we were also learning a little bit.
Yes. Precisely.
It's like the first time you take a beer bong. You know, you want to learn how to do it right.
Yeah.
Except we drank vermouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's perfect segue. We invited Patrick onto the pod. And so naturally he was like, okay, like, you know, can I bring some stuff? Like, what can I bring? And the topic of vermouth came up. And
he said, you want a bottle of red, bottle of white? How about vermouth? Yeah. We were all like, oh,
don't even know what that is. So yes.
If any of you are like the three of us, the only time you've ever heard vermouth is in the reference to martinis. I did not know it had any bearing in the world of wine in general. I didn't even know.
I thought it was a liqueur.
Pat, but what is it?
All right, so essentially vermouth is a fortified, aromatized wine. So
what is fortified?
Explain fortified and aromatized.
So
aromatized sounds pretty sexy.
That's smelly.
Well,
smelly? I
mean, yeah, aroma.
Fortified could sound sexy. Right?
I was saying aromatized. I was thinking Roman. Like Romans. Like
wait, aromatized or aromatized?
Aromatized.
Oh, so. Okay. Sorry.
Which, aromatized, that sounds.
Aromatized sounds kind of sexy.
All of this is just getting me hot and heavy right now. All right. So essentially, vermouth is fortified, which means to strengthen, and then aromatized, so where you'll add some botanicals and do a little maceration or like steeping, if you would, of the wine to.
These words are so big for our listeners.
I know.
I can get steeping. I do that to tea.
Yeah. Like steep tea.
Trust me, I
tea bagging.
The longer you steep, the stronger your tea. So there you go.
All right, I'm trying to like put this into
layman's terms,
into Wine Guys Guys terms,
into tea bagging terms. All right, so if your buddy's eyes were a tank of wine, mm-hmm. and your balls were a mixture of nice mountainous botanicals,
and yes, the weird thing is how much I can picture this.
Yeah, me too.
Well, this doesn't make sense because essentially you're. Balls would have to lay and
just
into
sit on
his eyes for about 2 weeks, which he wouldn't be able to go to work.
Mm-hmm. It's unrealistic.
Get some sort of staph infection.
It's unrealistic, but you paint a good picture.
Yeah. So, wine that has been cut with brandy, essentially, so fortified to strengthen it, to give it a little bit more life. Everybody knows that wine, like when you open the bottle, when you give it oxygen, it'll soon die out. The more you add a little bit of liquor to it, or brandy, the more life it gets. And then when you aromatize it, adding botanicals, then you get more flavors, health benefits. I think historically,
vermouth is the healthiest.
This was Greek, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah.
So, like, about the dying wine, is that what you were explaining earlier?
Yeah, so I think vermouth relates back to, or, like, historically starts with the Greeks. They had all this old shitty wine, and they were like, how do we make this taste better? So
we got this shit wine, and we just needed, like, make it so people can fucking drink it.
Yeah,
and we need to make it last longer.
Fortunately, we didn't exist. They could have just given it to us.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, later in the podcast, this will relate. I will relate this back to this moment.
Okay, good.
Ass. Yeah. Ass wine.
Ass wine.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, historically, down the road, I don't know, I'm blabbing. I'm drunk already.
I love you guys.
But, long story short.
Yeah, pre-potted. Long story short, vermouth, fortified, aromatized wine. So, usually...
It's sort of, it's wine with, like...
It is so good.
Some kick.
I thought it was going to taste like... Limoncello.
Okay,
like,
and we're gonna do a we'll do a tres palabras on this from what happened earlier, but we had what three different types of vermouth?
Yeah. So the vermouths that I brought two from Spain: Miro Dry, and then the Miro Sweet Vermouth, and then I brought Dolin Blanc, and then Dolin. So Dolin's from France. That's their sweet white vermouth, essentially. So
I liked that one a lot.
Me too. That was my fave. Actually, the first one was pretty good too.
Yeah, the first one tasted
what was the
like
the first one, the
Miro
the sweet Rojo.
Miro Rouge.
So this one was one looks like Jaeger, a light Jaeger,
like
a Pinot Noir Jaeger, if you will, and tasted like flat Coke.
Yeah.
Smelled like flat Coke. Tasted like
and
flat Coke.
You put a little bit of lemon skin in there.
Yeah,
lemon skin, I guess that's a
rind. Rind is what fancy people call it.
And you zest it.
You zest it. And put some little Pellegrino in there, a little bubbly water.
Yeah, bubbly water. Oh, sure.
You could drink it for hours.
Well, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We did do that.
Well, and that's a cool thing about vermouth, and not a lot of people know about, is that
it's amazing.
Drink vermouth with soda and... You know, have a good time and
here you go. I got one for you. Listeners, you can go on to the wineguysguys.com blog and you'll see a blog that Patrick is going to post this week on how to make a good vermouth drink.
Yep, I'll post it tomorrow.
Nice little mixer of vermouth.
You're committing.
Yeah, I'm committing.
He's going to do it. You watch. It'll be there. And I want all of you listeners to go out and have one of these because It was one hell of a refresher.
This will change your life.
It is.
It's a really, like, I'm just stoked to have like a new drink in the repertoire.
So it's not like a summer winter drink. You can drink that year round.
Yeah, that was kind of just like a.
It's refreshing, but it's also got that nice, cool feeling.
Well, it's a perfect pre-gamer too. You want a little snack before you go out. You buy a little brick of hard cheese.
Oh, this
and some potato chips.
This is an important. This is an important point. You didn't even really know. You're relatively new to the Wine Guys game.
Yeah,
and you showed up with three bottles of vermouth and a bag of vinegar and salt Boulder chips.
And
which
there was sea salt.
Block
is that what it was?
Smoked
sea salt
cheese
and a block of smoked cheese. The block of smoked cheese is that's pretty wine guy move, but the bag of chips is a huge wine guys guy move.
Well, even if you guys didn't invite me to the podcast, invite me over on Sunday, I'd probably show up with a bag of chips and cheese and be like, yo, who's winning?
But to be fair, I've never
but it pairs well with the vermouth.
Wait, so this Sunday you'll show up with a bag of chips and
we'll
some
be
cheese?
100%.
We'll be right behind us.
100%.
We're gonna have both TVs on.
We got
football galore.
You can bring your fiance as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a fantasy bye week because
you're so good.
Some of us are because we're winning.
Some of us didn't make the playoffs in a couple of weeks,
but I'll be there here Sunday.
Well, either way, you showed up and you already had the taste of a wine guy's guy. You brought some potato chips, which is very much our move. And I was actually really excited because cheese on potato chips is wildly delicious.
Yeah, it was incredible.
That's a pairing I have not partaked in, and it was very good.
So to bring it back around, vermouth, one of the best wines I've ever had.
Yeah,
yeah,
it really is.
Look for Fat Pat's blog on it.
Oh yeah,
pick yourself up a bottle of vermouth, some Pellegrino, maybe a lime or a lemon. And and let it go because it's good.
Yeah,
it's,
and
it's good.
Throw an olive in there
and a cube of ice, and you're good to go. Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, I could dig with it. All right, let's dive into Tres Palabras with this wine. Let's talk about what we're doing. This is gonna be your first. I'm excited to do a Tres Palabras with like a wine guy.
We haven't done this. That's the wrong wine.
No, I know. I'm gonna chug the one that's in my glass. And then I'm going to pour a little bit of that in.
I was like, oh, shit, I already drank it. Shoot.
So we did drink. We can tell.
This is a podcast. Drank, you can say shit. Shit, piss, ass, anything.
Cock.
Yeah.
Balls.
There's an explicit tag on this podcast, so you can kind of let it rip.
We got to earn our earn our keep.
All right. Ready? Everybody load up.
Yep.
I'll go ahead and describe this a little bit. I did pick this out. We do even have more background, surprisingly. So this one is called Kingman. It is technically from Colorado.
It's technically from Colorado?
It is from Colorado. And it's, well, technically and not technically. But there was a rep at Argonaut swooping on Patrick's territory.
Whoa.
Yeah, get off my turf.
And she was going on and on about some wine facts. She was just dropping wine facts. Mm-hmm. Apparently, wine has only been grown in like Colorado since like 1975, 1980, somewhere in there.
Honestly, you told me that earlier, and it sort of blew my mind. I'm pretty sure I thought it was like, yeah, we started growing this in like 2008.
Yeah.
That was kind of when I thought that that started.
She also said that there's only 600 acres of vines in Colorado, which would technically
that be sounds accurate.
Oh, there's only one vineyard that's 600 acres, I think, and that's a medium-sized vineyard in California, and the rest are all for us are all smaller than that.
She was dropping a bunch. Basil, California has big fucking vineyards. Yeah. Must be nice, huh, Pat?
But she saw me. She saw me creeping in the Pinot Noir aisle and said that this would be an equivalent. Because technically, in Colorado, you can't really do Pinot Noirs because our soil and our climate just won't grow that.
Technically, she shouldn't be poaching you from the Pinot Noir aisle into Colorado. I know. But what?
They're right next to each other at Argonaut.
That's right. It's the same aisle.
It's across the way. It was a great transition by her.
She's sold your ass.
I'll let you dig into this because I know you used to sell this, right?
Well, a little more bit. Or less, the company that I work for now used to sell them.
So what is this? I know it's not a Pinot Noir.
So this is the 2014 Marvola.
Marvola.
Or in Colorado, you would call it the Marv Los.
that seems more accurate.
I don't know. Like, if you ask me, it's reminiscent of Twilight in the Orchard. This red blend captures the sweetness of the berry with the magic of the dusky night. So, I don't know what that means. It's actually really not a bad wine. Like, it's nice.
Let's dive into this first. Smells. Does anyone have a smell? Because I just took a whiff of this thing. And does anybody remember fruit leather?
Yeah.
This smells like fruit leather.
I do not know what fruit leather is.
What? Oh,
right?
It smells like a strawberry apple. Or
so it was.
Did you not go to like hippie kid camp?
Did you ever used to get forced to eat the like very natural fruit roll-ups? They were sort of like fruit roll-ups, but they were like, this is actually made from real fruit instead of like sugar and shit.
Yeah, I know. They
were circular. They
gushers,
were a little bit. They
not
felt
welches.
Like, yeah, they felt like sandpaper, you know. But
it's very berry.
It's very berry.
Very berry.
It smells like fruit leather. All right, let's dive in. Let's get Cuatros Palabras because we have a special guest tonight.
I love it off the nose.
This smells is like...
Yeah, the berries off the nose are...
The tannins are just hitting my nose.
Okay, I don't have one word, but I do have a way to describe this. And I picture this as a ball pit, but all the balls are every berry you can imagine, and you just jump in.
Instead That's of like feeling. Crazy kids running
yeah,
through
instead
the ball
of
pit.
Crazy kids, and instead of gross whatever those balls are.
Yeah, kids not washing their hands.
Yeah, yeah. Just a bunch of strawberries and blackberries and raspberries and whatever other schnozberries.
All right, mine technically is not one word, but I'm going with the...
just put hyphens in it, and then it's one
word. I'm going with mixed berry fruit snacks.
Mixed hyphen.
It's the fruit snacks that everybody remembers that snacks. Was like a dark blue purple, and it was all the dark berries. Those fruit snacks, those are the ones I'm going with. Yeah. This is one berry fucking wine. Fuck.
The berry Manilow.
You know, somebody needs to name a wine that.
I have no idea. You go.
Berry fruit forward.
Nope. Two wine guy.
No, actually, I want to hear all the wine guy words he is about to drop.
The label sucks, but otherwise I'd buy it.
Okay, I'm not alone. I thought that label was lame as hell.
All right, I don't mean to hate, but there's a lot of hate. Dude, I mean,
it looks like a bunch of bushes with...
I'm a Colorado native. Mm-hmm. I love supporting everything Colorado, but...
There's not a chance in
like
hell.
Infinite Wine Monkey?
The Schminfinite Schmein Monkey?
Wait, you just somehow... Infinite Wine Monkey?
Oh. Yeah.
Infinite Wine Monkey.
Infinite Wine
what
Monkey.
What is it? Are you it? Working for them?
I'll let you think about that.
Don't worry.
I would have never bought this wine. This looks like somebody made it on clip art.
It does.
98.
It does.
And word of the day, or for this is Merlot. It's Merlot that... grown in Colorado, but it's really not that bad though. It's like got a nice, it's got a really nice flavor to it. Got it's berry forward, got a lot of blackberry, got a lot of
berry forward.
What's that Willy Wonka? Willy Wonka reference that I'm leaning towards?
The blueberry,
schnozberry. It's got a lot of schnozberry.
That blueberry yum yum.
Schnozberry.
The
schnozberry.
Yeah, yeah. It's
it's not bad.
If the chick wouldn't have really, really sold me on this, I would have never picked this up.
It's oaky, just because.
Really?
I want to say that.
I honestly don't get an ounce of oak. I don't usually taste some
You
wood,
guys
but.
All say it tastes like berry, and it tastes like berry to me, and I'm going to say oaky.
Something berry funny, Pat.
I will say this. The wine is outplaying the label big time. Like, this wine is outplaying its label.
It's outkicking its coverage. Yeah.
This is a wine that is actually good that I would never pick in a liquor store.
Yeah.
The label is so lame. Reminiscent of a twilight in the orchard.
Oh,
this
wait.
Red
wait, he just
what
read
that
the...
shit all about?
Pat, you...
like, what?
Pat both reading
Pat's...
labels.
No. Actually, this is both
did
Pat's.
You just read
he already read
what?
It.
Oh, you did?
Huh. As odd,
yeah.
Subtle joke.
Yeah, and then you tried
description of the line.
It was hilarious because then you decided to read it too.
Pat, do you feel a little bit nervous that you're about to be replaced on this podcast?
Yeah, we wouldn't even have to change the name.
Exactly.
He's a wine guy.
The funny thing is, he also has a backwards snapback hat on. We wouldn't even have to change the logo. Can you grow a mustache?
Shave this off. That's
perfect.
Yep,
perfect. We don't even need new artwork.
We can put on
send
glass.
Me out to
we
the
can
dumpster.
Put glasses on you.
We'll live on
we
the
don't
streets.
Even need new artwork.
Coup d'état. All
right, let's dive in. We have a couple interview questions for our first wine guy on the podcast. Let's jump into them a little bit.
Hit me.
I'll hit you with the first one. How did you get started in wine? We know that you have a very deep history in alcohol in general. You have you are a brewer.
Yep.
You worked at a distillery. But when did you really get into wine?
So wine for me was more like college. I think it was like senior year of college. I remember I was working at the sandwich shop. Everybody knows about it. Chiba Hut.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Colorado favorite.
Dude. This is the best. Still is the best.
I love eating there.
Yeah. We went there this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still go there all the time. But I remember when I was working there, my boss was like, what are you doing tonight? You want to go hit up the bar and grab a couple of beers? And he's like, nah, I'm going to go grab a bottle of wine. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to go grab a bottle of wine and fall asleep. I was like, oh, damn, he's kind of a badass. And
you're kind of like, you were like weirdly like, that actually sounds manly.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's actually kind of cool, which is kind of fucking lame to say, but I was into it at the time. And I remember like then going to the liquor store, like scouring the aisles of like the fucking choices, mm-hmm. and then finding what I thought was the coolest. And then after that, it was just
was kind that of, by the label?
Yeah, it was like by the label. At that time, I think I was a Latin American studies student. Yeah, I was like
all South American.
I was all about Chile and Argentina. Yeah.
So is that a lot of Malbecs?
Yeah. I mean, I was a Malbec boy by, you know.
You were a Malbec boy before you even knew you were a Malbec boy.
Yeah. I mean, like, one of my first winery ideas was replicating Rick Ross.
Yes.
I was starting to, like, trying to figure out how to connect with Rick Ross and, like, reach out to him and be like, hey, let's start a winery together. Or let's do this.
Yo, Rick
let's
Ross, if you dive into the wine game, like, you are going to own.
Yeah.
Well, he's already in the champagne game. He is
in the chicken wing game.
Part owner of Black Bottle Champagne, I think it's called Black Bottle. And he's also.
He also is a part owner in Wingstop.
Yeah.
Oh, Fat Boy need a 10-piece.
Oh, Fat Boy need more than a 10-piece.
I could sell 1,000 cases of Malbec music with him on the fucking wine bottle. Just all
Malbec music. Write this down.
I'm gonna cut all of this because
we're gonna
trademark.
Sorry,
trademark.
About to slide in the DMs of Rick Ross.
Yeah. But Port of Miami. I mean, shit.
Oh my God. There's even more.
My own port.
Oh,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
college was when you're
got into wine. Mm-hmm. Got into wine. After that, I graduated during a recession. Went and surfed in South America for 2 months, trying to find a job teaching English in Chile.
Sounds like a struggle.
It was
actually sounds
rough.
Pretty tight.
It was
sarcasm.
Yeah, I was gonna say
the only struggle was. Like trying to ask my mom for more money.
Yeah. Help.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on. What's your favorite wine?
My favorite wine, varietal or?
Yeah, varietal.
I honestly don't know what varietal means.
Does that mean red or white?
Are you a Cabernet every day type of guy?
Yeah.
Malbec boy.
Yeah, what he said.
I don't have a Pinot Noir.
So,
what's your favorite? If you're like, I really want a bottle. What do you pick?
Rioja. Anything from Spain. Yeah. Anything from Spain.
I think we have a good Rioja.
Yeah.
I'm gonna find it really quick.
I won't lie to you. I've always been very drawn to Riojas because just the name Rioja sounds fucking baller AF.
Yeah.
It is tight. That is a tight name.
Yeah. I mean, Rioja is like.
It just sounds like. I don't know. It sounds like.
Well, Spain right now is dropping just bangers left and right.
Tell them what you dropped us when I first went in. You dropped us a little breakfast drink, a little cava.
Oh, yeah, cava.
That's coming out of Spain, isn't it?
Yeah. So essentially. Oh, yeah, the crianza. So cava is essentially. Sparkling from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody knows about champagne. But it's funny when, you know, the average drinker like rolls into the liquor store, they're like, "Well, I want to make mimosas, but I need champagne." They're not going to fucking buy champagne. They're going to buy some sparkling, you know. So but there's so many different names for sparkling. So cava is sparkling from Spain.
So here you go, listeners. When you go into the liquor store, go get yourself
drink
instead of buying
cava.
Andre or some other shitty brute champagne. Go find yourself some cava.
Yeah, drink some cava.
What's the cava we should get?
Ya cava.
Yes.
Yeah, we actually. I think we dropped that on one of the podcasts.
We
probably did.
I went to the Cava Bar in Barcelona when I lived there. It's the best place in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, It was so much fun.
Yeah, well,
kava everywhere.
Well, even like, you know, like champagne has its section, you know, a little section in France. Everything else around it is Cremant. So, like, I mean, you can go out there and you can find Cremant that's equally as good as champagne from a different region.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, it's playing into the mindset of the shopper, the consumer, and the drinker, and just exposing them, being like, hey, like, you want sparkling for three quarters the price? Buy this.
Sweet.
So,
yeah,
I dig it.
Yeah.
La Cava, go pick yourself up some La Cava.
Yeah.
Let's talk about
what's
the one thing you can do to be cooler. Drinking wine at dinner. What can our listeners do when they take a girl out for a first date to make them sound like they know what the fuck they're talking about?
Because
it's less actually knowing what you're talking about, more just seeming even,
so
like.
So we've drinking a decent amount of wine at this point, and like when I go to the store, I feel pretty confident picking out whatever off the shelf, and I'm not worried about it. But at a restaurant. It's still kind of foreign to me. I haven't done it.
And it's intimidating.
And there's no
label.
There's no labels.
There's no label to pick from. No. So
if I don't have a label,
it's on a fucking wine list.
Very difficult.
So what's the best way to go about that?
All right. Do a little research. Just like do a little bit of research. Like obviously, like you know what bottle costs you have. You know whether you're gonna buy the $50 or the $300 bottle of wine at the restaurant. So, like, just do a little bit of research on the wine list and then, like, go into it kind of knowing what you're going to pair things with. So that's another research side of things. Look at the food menu. Look what you want to eat with that wine.
So if you're going to a steakhouse, or you're taking some chick to a steakhouse.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, take 2 seconds, figure out, like, what goes with, like, red meat.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you know where you're gonna go and you know the,
do a little preparation.
Girl, if you know the girl that you're bringing, like if you know she kind of knows her shit, or like you kind of need to impress her, like do a little bit of research. Be like, oh, okay, like I kind of know their wine list now, and ask, have three options, and then ask her those options. Ask. Usually go a bottle with the appetizer and then a bottle with the entree.
Well, double then, bottle.
Yeah, go with. Well, I mean,
That's a ball. That's a baller move. Two bottles. That's a baller move.
And then,
get her a vermouth.
No,
for
no. Then
dessert.
You get a little cognac.
Yeah. Digestif.
Oh,
digestif.
Yeah. What he said.
What's an aperitif?
Well, that's to open
so,
up.
The, oh, okay.
So your tip.
That's
so,
dessert if you were
like,
having it
like
first.
That's like vermouth before we had the bottles
like,
of wine. They're aperitif.
Yeah, it'll open up.
It's like lettuce.
Yeah. So your tip for to seem to give off that cool vibe when you take that girl out for dinner.
Yeah.
Just do 10 minutes of research.
Not even that.
What are you going to eat? Find out what goes good with that.
Exactly. And then
because the actual wine you're going to drink, say like which vineyard it comes from, doesn't really matter, but you just want to at least pick the right
type. Yeah, I mean like it's so easy nowadays to just Google everything. So you can like dude, food menus are intimidating as wine menus. So like looking at a food menu, sometimes I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's like, are you pulling this out of the garden in the backyard? Like,
and half of them are.
And throwing it on the plate for $12? Mm-hmm. Like I got to know. I got to know what it is and, like, what it pairs well with. I mean, fuck, if I'm going to spend $100 on a fucking meal, like, I got it. I got to know a little bit about it. So just do a little bit of research.
Just a quick research, and you can help yourself out immensely. Yeah.
And then at the restaurant... Swivel a little wine.
You give yourself around. One little swirl and then boom, you immediately seem like you know.
Give it a little swirl and then take a, you know, get a sniff. And then act like you know
send,
your
and
shit.
And then pretend to send it back and then just be like, oh, I'm just kidding.
No, this isn't, no, this isn't good.
No, that's a Matt Damon move.
Yeah.
Really? What is that, a movie?
What movie is that from?
Oh, no, I just... I was
picture
in
Matt Damon.
I was in Steamboat once, and I heard that Matt Damon sent a bottle of wine back at this nice restaurant in Steamboat, and I was like,
I like Matt Damon.
I was like, I love Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
It's like he would never send back.
Noted.
A of wine.
Matt Damon, not a wine guy's
no.
guy.
No, he's a no. pretend wine guy.
He's not like LeBron.
Boom.
Oh. JK.
Yeah, all right, he's a fraud too.
He's a fraud.
So, if there's one person in history or currently that you could have a glass of wine with, who would it be?
They don't even have to be wine related.
And this is not just for Patrick. This is for all of us. You got to think of one person
that, like, right now,
or yeah, like, that
dead or alive,
dead or alive,
it doesn't matter.
This weekend, you're getting wine with somebody, dead or alive.
Who is it?
Oh, man. I know this is, like, fucking crazy.
They don't even actually have to be a real person. They could be a character, too.
Yeah. They can be literally anyone.
Janis Joplin.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah. I like, I mean.
One of the group of 27 with
the 27s,
Jim Morrison
yeah.
and.
Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. And what's his name?
The other people who died at
the
27.
The guy who...
Jim Morrison.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, she drank a lot, so...
like, she'd be down.
She's... and in my book, but...
R.I.P.
Yeah.
First person that comes to mind?
I'll go Matthew McConaughey because I know that bottle of wine is turning into one wild ass night.
Yeah, it's gonna turn into a bottle of whiskey. I'm
All right.
Max.
I don't know why. Like, try to think of so many different people, but like, I don't know. This seems really cookie cutter, but Albert Einstein, he's like obviously the smartest person probably ever, but he was really, really good at like making really simple. Like making really complicated topics very simple for people to understand. So I think he would be a really interesting person to just sit down with and just kind of have a glass of wine.
Do you think he drank?
I don't know.
I don't know if he did.
He might have.
Would it be kind of like getting the nerd drunk and that's why you want to do it?
Getting him what?
The nerd drunk. You're like, oh, you're the badass in high school and then you just got this nerd drunk.
Like,
no.
Can't hardly wait.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna get this guy a couple bottles
yeah,
of wine.
Not necessarily that, but he was so damn theoretical that I feel like you could just like, if you kind of got a little loose with him, like he would let go some
you would just
fucking,
open up.
He would
like
let go
open
some
up
fucking
some
theory.
New shit.
He'd be like, oh, this is what I say when I'm sober, and it was E equals MC squared, like, but this is what I got when I had a bottle of wine.
Like, there was probably some shit that Albert Einstein was kind of like, yo, this is the stuff I know. And then there was probably some stuff he pocketed where he was like, I don't know, maybe.
If I had a
you know,
couple beers, and this is what I think.
You get a couple glasses in him, and he kind of lets it rip. Yeah. He's like, listen, this is the kind of stuff I'm just chewing on. Like, that stuff kind of probably blew your mind.
I might change mine to Stephen Hawking if this is the direction we're going.
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think Albert Einstein could kind of let some go that you really wouldn't even be ready for.
Very true.
You might come out of that thing like, you need a therapist after it.
The wokest?
Yeah. Pat, what's yours?
Mine's the original wine guy. We're going back to long time ago. His name's Jesus.
Oh, Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'd like to have a drink with him.
Here's my...
Pick his brain.
Here's the thing about Jesus. Like, because I've thought about this a lot. In that, like, I kind of want to sit down with Jesus and be like, come on, man. Like, are we really going to be this uptight about all this stuff? But here's the thing. I just feel like I don't know if I could hang out with Jesus without being like sort of like, dude,
your mom is so hot.
I can't live up to you. Like, you just always feel inadequate hanging out with Jesus.
Yeah. Well, you have to realize that all those stories are written by people that knew him. So they weren't stories from him.
Right.
Correct. Also, my big thing is,
I want to know,
you're drinking.
What is the Jesus story?
Yeah. Technically, you're drinking water with this guy, right?
Well, it starts as water.
We get a pitcher of water. We take it out of the
decanter.
No, the Tigris River, is that what it's called in Egypt?
Tigris.
Whatever. Yeah. And he turns that into wine.
And so you have unlimited bottles.
Yeah. Pro of drinking with Jesus. The wine is always free.
Yeah. Well, it's water.
That's and then it's like, then it's free.
Exactly. It's free.
I was going to say, that's pro. I mean, like, throw a little water, throw a little wine into the party, like, for free. Boom.
Big pro of going to drink with Jesus. Cheap date.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, I think we're all on agreeance on this one.
I'm going to go with it's an easy answer, but I don't disagree that that would be a hell of a drinking night.
Yeah. Getting fucked up with Jesus would be dope. Well, I mean,
I'm pretty sure that getting fucked up was never like in any, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure in a lot of those things, getting fucked up was never like a thing you're not supposed to do. There's a lot of things you do when you're fucked up you're not supposed to do.
But. Except for Noah. I guess Noah got all banged up.
Yeah, like, Noah used to
throw was a couple like, back. Well, I mean, he had to deal with a huge storm and like a big ship.
Build a boat.
I've never known anybody who was on a boat that didn't drink.
Yeah, you know? Like, I mean, like, Noah was a sailor. Like, he drank like a fish, and then he had to go through this huge storm, and then finally, like, he's allowed to set all these animals free.
Mm-hmm. And he has no more friends.
Yeah, like, shit, I'd be looking for the nearest bar right away.
Damn it, I'm thirsty. All right.
All right, Pat, who do you got? Did you say yours?
Yeah, I asked him first.
Oh, yeah, Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
Oh, yeah, I still have a crush on Janis Joplin.
All right, let's move on to let's move into some segments, all right? Legend, Savage, Dum Dum of the Week. Who wants to start it out? Ben, okay, go for it.
My Savage of the Week.
Oh, okay, Pat
is the fires in Los Angeles.
I did see those today.
Yeah. Those pictures were ridiculous.
Shout out to all my friends that live in L.A.
Yeah,
got a ton of them. Fire's ruthless.
Yeah, that fire is ruthless.
It was pretty ridiculous, and it is my Savage.
I give you that one.
The most relatable thing I saw was they're like, it looks like they're living in This Is the End.
It does this is
it. Looked like
my coworker said that today. Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, it does. All right. Wine guy Pat. What do you have? Legend, Savage, Dum Dum of the Week?
Well, like relating onto that is like the legend, the firefighters that are like combating that.
That's I'm not nice trying to like play right around.
No, that's a nice transition. I mean, like, way to piggyback. I like that.
Yeah, like legends that are like trying to like get that shit done.
The
I remember
fire is being savage, and the legends are the firefighters.
Yeah, the firefighters, the legends.
It's those crazy. Are the real legends.
Yeah. Those are the real legends.
It's crazy because out of nowhere, all of a sudden,
like such a dick compared to these.
Yeah, me too.
Nonsense.
It's a podcast. You can't look ridiculous.
That's fair. That's totally fair.
You just sound ridiculous.
That's true. That's also
and
true.
And nasally.
I'm nasally.
It was either that or like I had like a dump, which was scary carry on 22nd Larimer. It took a shit.
Scary carry.
What?
Oh,
yeah, you're gonna need to elaborate.
Oh, okay. Oh shit.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So, Scary Carrie, a homeless lady, Denver.
Oh, the one that was
well known. Is she well known?
No. Like, geez.
Is she the one that sprints across the street? She's an athlete.
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe kind of depending on our conversation from earlier. But no, I guess this week. Scary Carrie from the homeless section, you know, crackhead
like
section.
Jesus Saves, like that
you
section.
Know, that whole area of 22nd Larimer. We love them, you know. We like play with them. We try not to mace them on the regular, but she took a shit at 22nd and Larimer yesterday. And
did you see it?
Were you present for it?
No,
or did you just come upon the
you got a Snapchat?
I caught wind of it from all of my accounts that are on that block. And
literally,
I was like,
they caught wind of it.
I was like, why did I miss that? And they were like, you missed that because you were lucky.
Yeah. Why are you upset that you missed that?
Yeah.
Legend and Savage.
Shouts to Scary Mary. I'm honestly I'm like pretty stoked that there's like a lady in that area, that neighborhood, that's like, yo, I'm Scary Mary, what's up?
Yeah.
No, Scary Carrie.
Scary Carrie, that's what I meant.
It's all right.
Yeah, same shit.
Whatever, I want to meet her. Yeah, same.
I'll introduce you.
Same Scary Carrie shit.
Come down with me.
Exactly. Ben?
So I have a dum-dum, technically two dum-dums. You guys won't be surprised to hear that I'm one of the dum-dums. The other one was...
I love when we're one of the dum-dums.
Noted Wine Guys guys, Kaz. He was on the episode a couple episodes ago.
He filled
when
in.
Pat was ill.
He filled in for Fat Pat.
He was ill.
He was ill.
He was ill.
A presentation by CEO.
You were lame. That's what you were.
Yes.
He was lame. He came up with a knock.
He came up lame.
And so we went to... Beaver Creek this weekend, mm-hmm. and me and Kaz had the pleasure of riding with each other, and we were just chatting, listening to music, and Kaz was
just vibing.
Like, to say hauling ass was
no understatement.
That wouldn't really describe what we were doing. And right. then next thing you know, we got pulled over. What's funny is it was Kaz's first ever ticket. He did get a ticket, like his third time getting pulled over.
Going 87
87
and
a 65.
65.
That's so. Only 22 yeah. over.
Wasn't great.
That one's hard to talk your way out of.
Where was bit.
Well
on the 70?
Yeah,
was
Avon. Yeah.
Avon.
Oh,
yeah. That was it was in Vail.
I always forget about Vail County. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you don't get pulled over there. Picky yeah. over there.
Yeah, they're a little bitches over there.
Yeah. That's correct.
He got his ticket, wore it like a champion. He also tried to tell the guy he was going 75 miles an hour, so that probably did not help his cause.
Just lying through his teeth.
So, whatever. We got
Lie
the ticket.
Lie till you die.
Kept going. We were supposed to go to Avon, and next thing you know, we're like, how far out are we? And I was like, I don't know. Let me like pull it up on the GPS. I'm noted terrible at
you
directions.
You are the hands down the worst GPS.
And I was like, it still like says driver. We have 25 minutes to go. I was like, how is that even possible? And he's like, I don't know, it's fine. And I was like, no,
you're
it
like,
says
we
it's,
should probably be
no,
there.
No, it says
now.
We need to turn around and go 20 minutes backwards. Why does it say that? He's like, that can't be right. We haven't passed it. I was like, no, we literally need to turn around. Like, I have the address put in. We are not in the right spot.
So you got pulled over and you drove 30 miles past the place you're
Correct.
Actually supposed
and
to go.
Max and Pat and Fredo,
actually,
producer Fredo, beat us there and they left.
An hour, behind.
Almost an
at
hour.
Least an hour, yeah,
almost
after
an hour
us.
After you.
So,
shouts to
I
you
mean,
guys.
Mostly, Kaz was a dumb dumb. I was expecting him to be like, "Hey, you want to pull this up for me?" And
I
he just never did.
I would call you the dumb dumb because you're supposed to be navigator riding shotgun, yeah. but you are a noted
when you put
not
in,
not
and
navigator.
I was on music duty. I was
music
on,
duty. I'm saying music
you were,
duty,
but
was
you
that,
were also
it's a bigger
you,
responsibility.
I'm not gonna
yeah.
lie. The jams were yeah. fire. The directions yeah. were not.
You are a noted not navigator. I would never let you navigate.
And you forgot anywhere. To mention that the Avon sign, the V has two Christmas trees, so that
That's
distracted
true.
Kaz, and yeah. He didn't realize that he was reading the Avon sign.
Yeah, he got distracted by
and
the
kept
pretty
on
trees,
driving.
And he just
and I was
going.
Drinking at the pump.
That's true.
I had right. I was more
All
worried
that
about
sums
hiding
up why they got pulled
hiding my cores than the direction.
So all in all, you guys are lucky. You only got a speeding ticket.
Yeah. So
most certainly
we're good.
Yeah, so we're actually we came out ahead.
came out ahead.
It was a win.
That's right. Yeah. I'll dive into my Savage of the Week. My Savage of the Week is the International Olympic Committee for
Dad.
Suspending the entire Federation of Russia from the Olympics.
Oh, yes.
Well, they deserved it.
They absolutely deserve it.
Blood doping.
I feel a little bit better, though. That
Savages.
That, like, I felt bad for some of the athletes that were like, yo, what the fuck? We didn't cheat. And so the IOC is being like, yo, you guys can join the Olympics.
You
as,
don't have yeah. a flag.
Basically independence with no flag. But yeah, Russia just got the boot.
So I
which
do,
feels really good to just kind of kick Putin in the nuts a little bit.
I do have a question. I hope all those people finish in dead last. But if they win and they have to play the national anthem, what are they going to sing?
No, there was some weird thing about them not playing the Russian national anthem if they win. So I don't know. There was some weirdness going on.
So we could like submit a song that they could play.
Yeah, like they're like, okay, I can't play the Russian national anthem. I'll play like Call Me Maybe. Yeah, Call Me Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, we're on the same page on that.
We are. Oh, that's why we brought
that. That's really weird. I just want I want to hear Despacito.
Yeah.
Could be. Good.
And here to announce Team Russia. That's not technically a team, yeah. But technically doesn't have a song, but is represented by Carly Rae Jepsen.
we will be playing Call Me Maybe. Yeah. And if you don't like that, we're going to play
Call Me Maybe.
Despacito. By Luis Fonsi.
Yeah.
And Bieber will go ahead and sing this
one. The Bieber version. All right.
Let's jump into Ménage à Trois.
We got to preface it real quick. Instead of Guys on Cosmo this week, I came across a pretty cool little article.
We're doing a collab.
A collab, sort of, in men's health. So we're doing Wine Guys on Men's Health this week. And honestly, this article caught my eye because, especially in this political, cultural climate, it seemed very hot. It was a hot topic. But the title of the article is 36 Reasons It's Great to Be a Guy Right Now. And if anybody knows, there's a lot of reasons why it's not great to be a guy right now. There are a lot of people that argue otherwise, but, you know, the Harvey Weinsteins are probably, they would disagree with
me. We're not thinking about that.
You're kind of tailing back at that, you know, bragging about why it's great to be a guy.
Exactly.
Billions of dollars and shit.
We're going to make it okay to be a guy again.
Yeah.
The cool thing was this article.
Exactly.
I pinpointed a couple things in this article that I actually was surprised and delighted to be like, you know what, this is actually a pretty cool reason to be a guy. So number one, and this is fitting with this podcast, they say there's never been a better time to pour a cold one. Now they're referring to craft beer, and I'm gonna piggyback on that and go, it's a great time to be a wine guy.
Yeah,
wine is for the guys right now.
Am I right? Saturdays 100%. And wine are most recently for the guys.
Exactly. If there's anything that this podcast has done, it's greatly increased the wine consumption of men in America, ages 18 to 29.
All 100,000 of our listeners.
35.
Yeah. There you go. It didn't include you, Pat.
Oh, include me. But, yeah. Wait, was that a question?
No, it's just that's where we're at. That was one of the
The
31 reasons I pinpointed.
Okay. Oh yeah,
they
all
said
right.
grab a cold one. I'm going grab a chilled one.
Grab a bottle of wine. Essentially, like, all right, marketing nowadays, like, they're trying to pinpoint men. You know, fuck, I was in the beer world for a little bit, and like, yeah.
You got pinpointed a few times by CNN, didn't you?
A little bit.
But like, damn clickbait.
You're exactly right. Like, now to crack a cold one, crack a fucking bottle of wine. Do something.
Uncork a cold one.
Drink something that you like. Mm-hmm.
Do you like a chilled red?
Grignolino, yes. It's an Italian...
Grignolino.
Grignolino. Grignolino. Grignolino.
How about that?
All right, so it's G R I G N O L I N I O. Damn it. Son of a bitch. No.
Can you use that in a sentence?
It's a good chilled red.
But it's a good chilled red.
But it's a good chilled red. Grignolino is like an Italian red grape. Northern Italy. Fucking.
Like near Turin?
Yeah.
Near where vermouth is from.
Maybe.
These are things
know.
That
I'm
we
just,
don't know.
Yeah, I'm just blasting
Pat's just
out.
Blowing smoke up your ass.
Yeah.
Let's go
so,
on to number two.
I'll get it then.
He doesn't know.
But Grignolino, it's good chilled red grape.
But hey, good reason to be a guy right now? Cracking open a bottle of wine.
Yeah, exactly.
We're making wine for the men again.
Agreeing upon that.
Okay, let's move on. Number two. You can put down the razor and pick up a date. So right now, more than 8,000 women told researchers in Australia's University of Queensland that they prefer light or heavy stubble for for a short-term fling. So, hey, just so you know, perks of being a guy, stop shaving.
Not us. Yeah. Not us, because short-term, we're not in for that.
Well, we're not in for the short-term. We're a noted long-term dating podcast.
Scruff on you guys. I mean, it's like high-end, like very well-chiseled.
That's true.
And, like,
the
nice.
People have seen the drawings of our wine glasses.
Yeah. You guys in your... lineups are the good.
You still got a little something going on.
I'm trying.
You're not. I wouldn't call you clean shaven. So you're, you know, you're right there
clean,
with it.
Clean
shaven. All right, let's move on. Number three. It's easier than ever for men to marry up. So apparently, a University of Kansas study found that the likelihood of educational marrying up has substantially increased for men over time.
Hold on. Wait, hold on.
I want to say
it. This is the second podcast in a row where we've referenced
Sugar Mamas?
A study from University of Kansas.
Really?
Yeah, this is. We do love Kansas research.
There's a lot of hotties to go.
Either way, the Kansas researchers are coming out with shit that we agree with. And their study came out with basically, right now, it's a great time to be a guy because we have much better odds of marrying women in a higher economical class than us.
I'd like to call that a sugar mama.
Sugar mama.
Sugar mama.
Count me in. Count
me in. What's a sweet wine? We want to call those like rosé babes. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're going to we'll workshop that.
Yeah, yeah. Riesling. Oh. Fling. I don't know. Fuck.
Ooh.
I like that where, might be I like for where, the beard one.
I do like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Riesling, right. Fling.
Moving on to number four. Being a stay-at-home dad right now is very cool.
Oh, dude, have you ever watched that movie?
Mr. Dad?
Mr. Dad, yeah.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton is a legend.
I saw that movie. So here's the thing. I've been woke to being a stay-at-home dad since I was very, very young.
It's ready.
I saw Mr. Dad when I was like 13.
Yeah.
And I said,
that's the life.
I could do this. I am 100% about being a stay-at-home dad. I would be an incredible stay-at-home dad. What do you guys think? Would you be a good stay-at-home dad, Patrick?
Oh, without a question.
Yeah.
Well, what do we get to do? Drink wine and
no, you just drive the
blog.
Kids. Drive the Oh, I would be so good.
I would be such a good blogger. Actually, no, I'd be a terrible blogger.
I bet you.
I should be on the
actually,
streets.
You'd be a really good blogger.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean, that means a lot to me.
We might bring you in as a
featured blogger.
Featured blogger on wineguysguys.com.
You could develop some good content. That would,
absolutely.
That would get a lot of traffic.
A billion percent.
My life as a damsel in distress.
That was the last one I had from the article, but that brings us into menage a trois. And menage a trois this week is going to be our menage a trois of our favorite things about being guys. Now, this is obviously very biased because we don't have Wine Gals Gal on the pod this week.
Yeah.
Trust us, next time we have Wine Gals Gal, we'll say, what are the best things about being a gal? And then us three will come up with reasons why it's great to be a gal. And it'll be controversial. So.
Free drinks.
Yeah, free drinks.
All right. Max, you go first.
All right, I get the first pick?
Yeah.
With the first overall pick in the 2017
men
what's
draft. Best about being a
best
guy?
Best perks about being a guy.
Guys draft.
Number one perk. The freedom to pee.
God damn it. That was my number one pick that I had written down. Pissing anywhere.
Shouldn't have given it to me. But mine specifically is going to be the freedom to actually like do things with your pee. Now,
like write letters.
Yeah. Boom. Like, boom. What Patrick just said. Writing your name in snow. It's weird. This is what I said earlier. It makes us sound like we're 5 years old, but being able to go pee and having it be like a source of entertainment is like an incredible perk of being a guy.
Even then, I know I'm probably skipping a few boundaries here, but like it's, you know, like peeing the shit off the toilet canvas.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like roll for it. Like,
sure.
You know, just give it a little effort into it and like piss it off.
Sure. Absolutely.
And yeah,
that's groundbreaking.
All right,
Pat, where are you? What's your number one pick?
My number one pick is hairy legs.
That's your favorite part about being a guy? I can fuck with that.
Yeah, I don't have to shave my legs.
Yeah, big fan of that. Big
fan. I can let my hair grow. Like in the magazine, it mentioned growing a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Growing a leered.
Everything. A leered. A leg, yeah, beard.
Leg beard.
Leg beard.
I'm going to have to come up with some stuff on the spot. Yeah,
are you getting snaked over
I
here?
Got double cocked.
All right.
Pat number two.
Yeah.
Wine guy Pat.
I can't find it on my phone, which is bullshit. But I was going to say not having to wear mom jeans and trying to pull it off. Yeah. I feel like that's this weird like pressure that girls have.
It's like
mom jeans are a style now, so pull it off. But it's like, why would you do that?
Like you can kind of just wear jeans.
Yeah, like
just normal jeans.
Just wear like those old normal jeans. Can you imagine
us in mom jeans?
Well, the good news is about being a guy is that dad jeans aren't really a thing. Yet.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't.
Yet.
We got dad bods, no dad jeans.
Yeah, we got dad bods, but we don't have dad jeans. All right, Ben, what's yours? Number one.
All right, mine's really going to. Don't be mad. Mine is we tend to age like wine.
That is going to.
Yeah, we do get better with
there
age.
There are women who do, but I heard this is from. Women's
this
sources.
Is on average.
On average, guys tend to look better when they get older. Yes. So
George Clooney effect.
The George Clooney effect. It's a well-known thing. This isn't sexist. This is a thing people know.
Did you find it?
This
bad?
Is science.
Obviously, there are exceptions to the rule. Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, number one exception to the rule.
Yes. There are exceptions to the rule. But I agree.
The Prosecco is sitting right next to you.
Okay.
I was going to say also...
Wine guy Pat, what's your number two?
Not having to admit you like T-Swift's new single, even though you do. That is like...
I will counter that. I don't have to deny that. I like it. No.
I mean,
But I understand.
I will hate it to all my fellow haters, but like when I get into the car to go to the wine podcast, I fucking love it.
You're like, I'm a bumble T Swizzle.
Yeah.
You're
it's Swiftie. Great.
We're a noted Swifty podcast.
Yeah.
Pat,
right. Can you follow Pat number one?
Pat,
can you
follow that up? Number two.
Number one, number two.
I don't have to worry about menstruation. So that's...
menstruation.
Bleeding out of the...
Is it menstruation?
Listen, that's a thing that we luckily do not have to worry about. And I could not be more thankful for. Because it just seems like an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, we just cater to it. You know, like buy brunch once in a while and
listen, you know, we
get some flowers.
I feel for you and I will help you through those.
Oh, it's menstruation.
Yes. No. Yes, Patrick.
Yes,
Patrick.
No, menstruation.
Menstruation.
Yes, my boy.
All right, moving on to this is my round two pick. Sort of going along with Wine Guy Patrick's pick. Just a simplified wardrobe. We really like sometimes we have to get dressed up, but probably 85% of the time it's like, which t-shirt am I going to wear with these jeans?
That's true.
That's a pretty simple wardrobe. Women have so many different kinds of clothing that they can wear between dresses and pants and tops and blouses and all other kinds of things that I don't even know the names to. That I'm just very happy that it's like, I just have to decide what I want on the front of my t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going for that day. So I'm like, hey, it's Saturday, Michigan State t-shirt.
Oh, sadly, it's only my second pick.
Okay.
And all of my things I have written down are gone.
How many do you have written down?
I had four.
All right. Well,
but I do have something that I just came up with.
Okay, good. I'm moving on to my very last pick, and hopefully I can take that one. This is my number three pick.
Why are you going with your third pick already?
Because it's snake draft. I went one and two, and now I'm going three. My last pick in the snake draft is... Now, this is going to be a slightly controversial, and it's a little current, but the inability to be sexually harassed.
I disagree.
But sexually harassed is a very broad...
It's a very broad term. It's a very broad term, and it sort of goes with someone who said earlier, I won't name them, but who said, like, oh, being catcalled, except you like being catcalled. And that's sort of where I'm going with this, and that if someone... If someone...
It's 50% of the podcast right now. So. Which Patrick is it?
If someone catcalling, for example, is a form of sexual harassment. If someone it's not sexual harassment, because I'd kind of be like, "Hey, thank you."
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't be. It's not harassment if you like
Patrick's
it.
Patrick's hot.
You know. Yeah, exactly. It's not harassment if you like it. That's. And that might be a personal thing, but like it's very hard to sexually harass me. Okay, and moving on to Ben.
And that was talking sexual harassment.
Ben?
I told you it's gonna be controversial.
No, it's you.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's you. Yeah, that's why. It's you, Patrick.
I don't have one though. So Ben, it's you.
Oh good. I'm gonna go ahead and skip ahead in the draft. And I didn't write this down, but I just thought about it. And I think the stigma of farting favors us.
100%.
Like, I think we can pretty much fart and get away with it. Like, you might get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. Farting as a guy is sort of like, ew, that's gross, but like, whatever, you're a guy. Farting as a girl is kind of like, it's like, if you make it known, it's kind of like, I'm not saying it's fair, but.
Nah. Sometimes she can let one ring that's like a fragrance of a southern
dirty
French
pig.
Cheese. You just relate to it and you have fun with it.
Oh, this would pair well with a nice...
It's going to be good with a fucking...
a nice sweaty workout.
Precisely.
Her dog's digging in the crotch kind of thing.
Patrick, wine guy Patrick.
Patrick number two.
What's your number three? What's your third favorite thing about being a guy?
Me? Okay. Yeah, I got to go back to my list. Sorry. Here we go. Not having to wear mom jeans and force trying to pull them off.
No, that was number two.
That was number two.
That was number two.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thinking that one day men can wear yoga pants. So I'm going with that. Here's that. Not having to admit you like T Swift single.
We're going with yoga pants, and that's huge.
Fun
for us.
It.
yoga pants, and that.
Oh,
was,
here we go.
That might have been the winner.
Here's one that got. Little
lost,
staggered,
a little lost. Afterburner.
Get a few extra days or weeks in the shaving game, you know.
Yeah, the buffer zone.
Yeah, like with your
right.
facial hair,
exactly.
your pubes. You know,
you get a little more buffer.
You know, like Listen, come on.
I'm gonna say that we're gonna bring this home. For all of our wine gals gals. We're going to bring a wine gals gal on and we can even this thing out a little bit.
Exactly.
But all of this, take it with a grain of salt. There was no one to balance this thing out, but.
My number three. Excuse me. We don't have to give pregnancy.
Or
we don't have to go through pregnancy.
That was the most Fat Pat like answer to a a menage a trois. Like, a, let me actually say something that, like, grammatically makes no sense. But, like,
we all know what you're saying.
Like, you basically were just like, yeah, we don't have to give birth.
But yeah, instead, you said, we don't give pregnancy.
We don't have to give birth. We don't have to go through pregnancy. That's what I meant.
We do not have to pregnancy. You are correct, Pat.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. What are we moving on to? We are moving on to...
My notes are blank. My notes are blank. I can't see.
He's got no visual.
He has no visual. We're moving on to a fermented idea. And Ben and I came up with this in the hot tub in Beaver Creek this weekend. Do you want to start it? You start it.
I can intro in. I'll pass this off.
Yeah, and then pass it off.
So... we're huge on shitty wine, as everybody knows.
Everybody knows. We're noted shitty wine drinkers.
People know this about us.
Well, it's not shitty wine. Cheap, it's like
cheap wine drinkers.
Reasonable priced wine.
For the common man.
Yeah.
Sometimes the uncommon man.
One for the common man.
And
one.
We were talking about it, and we were trying to target a market that has never been targeted buy wine that we know of in the public
ever.
But we did think
it's a very niche, it's a very niche market.
This is targeted in the non-public market
and not really non-wine drinker market.
Well, it's a form of wine.
Oh, they're big wine drinkers once I find out about this. And we're talking about prison wine.
We're talking about prison wine, toilet wine, bathtub wine.
We're talking about wine for criminals.
So, hear us out. This might seem slightly offensive at first, but hear us out. This is actually a pretty good business idea. We came up with it in the hot tub while we were drinking wine at Elevation.
So out of Coors Light cans.
Out of Coors Light cans.
And eating lem shanks. And eating lamb shanks in the hot tub.
Precisely. Essentially, we're going to come up with a wine, a line of prison wine.
Yeah.
That we're going to market specifically toward ex-cons. And we're going to call it ex-con wine.
Yeah. We thought it was
Should
a really
call it
cool
ex-con wine or prison wine? I don't know.
No, we'll workshop. I like XCon has more flair. I will admit that.
We'll have to work on that idea.
We'll put that in the cell.
Yeah.
The jail cell, and we'll figure it out.
Either way.
God damn it. Boom.
Either way, it's trademarked. Don't touch it.
Yeah. Stay the fuck off.
But it's basically going to be a line of basically as cheap of wine as you can get. And who knows? Maybe we're going to make it really authentic and we'll find like a dirty bathtub to make it in.
I think it's going to fucking rock.
I will go ahead and jump in here. This is the point where I said I would jump back in and I would relate this. This relates to vermouth because vermouth was basically wine that nobody would drink and they added other shit to it.
Boom.
This is where prison wine comes in
because
this is the shit
wine
and that nobody would
feces
drink
to it.
Yeah, you
well,
might have to
add shit to it.
Yeah,
nobody would drink it except people who are literally imprisoned.
But yeah, just for the people who didn't think I was going to come full circle with that,
it's full circle.
If you
suck
could,
it,
if you could like steal all the herbs and botanicals and grass of the fucking prison yard.
The prison yard.
And then fucking throw that into the toilet.
Nice.
Then
dandelions and
boom.
What else do they got?
You would have fucking
vermouth.
Listen,
you'd have vermouth.
Listen, I'm not saying this wine is obviously going to have a niche market.
Yeah.
Very niche.
Yeah.
But America is the land of the imprisoned. And everyone knows that. Which means that we have a pretty real target market in terms of population. There are a
lot of ex-cons. What was your guess, Max? You wanted to guess the population that has been in jail.
And I thought
it was a little high, but I want him to go ahead and explain this.
I'd probably say 60%.
Listen,
that has been in jail?
Listen, no, I don't know been in jail. I'm going to say...
Maybe the
United States has roughly between 300 to 400 million people.
Okay.
So that's including... like old people and children. 300 to 400 million people. The entire country. It's somewhere near there. So there's some stupid statistic of like what percentage of our population is imprisoned currently. So we're talking like over the whole life of people, like how many people have been imprisoned. I'm going to go 50
Well, you don't
million
to, people. Fuck, you said 35%. So that might fall in. That might fall in your range.
Well, 10% of 300 million is going to be 30 million people.
Fuck yeah.
So let's say 50 million people have been in prison.
Yeah.
And have had exactly. prison wine.
Yeah.
Which one's prison? The one that you're in for over a year? Or is that jail?
God damn it.
I don't know. But I have a feeling that both people might want to have this because jail sometimes for some people probably feels like prison. Either way, I'm just saying there's a niche market there.
There's 323.1 million people in the United States.
I provided jail.
321. That's what I said. 300 to 400 million people.
No, there's 323.1.
That's a good guess.
That's what I said. I said 300 to 400 million. Boom.
In Russia, there's 144. And in the UK, there's only 65.
Mom, good to know.
Kill me with kindness.
Either way, I'm just saying prison wine. There's a market for it.
100%.
Yeah, and we're talking
like
30%
like 19 crimes.
19 crimes. And I'm just going to say, this is all proprietary. All of you listeners, all 15,000 of you listeners that have reviewed our podcast on iTunes. Yeah, we're easily above that number.
115,000.
Trademarked, you can't touch this. Everybody knows that. All right.
Okay, I think we should start to wrap this up.
I think we need to bring this home.
I have one kind of final question topic.
Final question.
So this is kind of like weird shit you saw on the internet today.
Bring it home.
Yeah, to bring it home. So I saw that Tupac's ex-girlfriend was selling his dick pic for $7,500 on the internet.
I
just kind of wanted to know, what do you guys think about that?
I would pay $10 for that.
Come on, you would.
Here's my question.
Maybe not.
Here's another question for you based on that. Does that make Tupac's dick the most valuable dick in history?
No. I feel like that's kind of cheap. People were saying like they would pay way more than that for that dick pic.
They would pay more than that?
Yeah, the article that I clicked on was like, this is the cheapest dick pic of a legend.
Brett Favre's was $2,500.
I mean, Brett's was free for that one chick, but...
in this day and age...
incentive dick pic.
Yeah, in this day and age, almost every dick pic is free if you have
this
the right
one's
hacker.
This extinct, though. This is the dodo birds of dick pics. You're not going to find another
one. He's trying to play a fucking dick pic.
This is one angle, one time.
Don't play into him, dude.
He's
still alive?
He's still alive.
Yeah, dude. Like, everybody's trying to play into this shit. Like, kick back, dude. Not everybody.
Be like low key, lowball them. Lowball them on that dick.
$7,500. Give me $100.
What are you?
Lowball them.
What are you trying to do? Sell a fucking dick pic for X amount of dollars? No, you're not. Here's a new question.
If you're selling your dick pic, how much are you charging?
All right, it's been a good week of wine guys.
So on that note, we're going to Pat. Tell them where they can find us.
They can find Pat at $5 Pat.
at wineguysguys.com. Oh, no, wait. Wineguysguys.com/wine cellar if you want to buy a t-shirt.
Buy a t-shirt.
At wineguysguys on Instagram. At Ben Davis. Or not Ben Davis. At Cabernet Every Day. At Max Shreds. What's your Instagram?
Patio Drinking.
What is it?
Patio Drinking.
Patio Drinking. Holler.
Patio
Hit
Drinking.
Me up.
He
patio.
Follows
up
us on
patio
Instagram.
Drinking.
The wine
patio
guys. Drink,
at Patrick Rodino.
Patio Drinking.
Patio Drinking on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know, just give us a listen.
And go ahead and buy somebody a gift.
You know what? Leave us a review.
Listen,
please.
Do the
it's
fucking
been...
right thing and drink some wine and hang out and listen to some
Wine Guys.
Yeah, just go ahead and just put a
drink some Vermeer.
Start on episode one and just hit play, and then just don't stop for 31 episodes.
Precisely.
This is episode 31.
Episode 31. Go pick yourself up some Christmas Wine Guys Guys apparel. The cutoff is, by the time you listen to this, it's probably already passed.
It's right.
No. Click.
No, it was,
yes.
It was a November 15th was the cutoff.
There would be nothing more fitting than giving someone a late Christmas present from Wine Guys Guys. It's very on brand
it's
for
like,
us.
Oh my
We're
God.
Used to disappointing.
Yeah, except this podcast.
Everybody.
This exactly. podcast.
All right. Let's shut it down. I'm out. Peace.
Bye, family.
Love you guys.
You guys are fucking amazing.
What he said. What that guy
what said. What he said.
Two times over.
Like, what the fuck?